episode number 193. Back in the driver's seat again.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And we're back to our regularly scheduled program.
That's right, we're back in our podcast driver's seat.
That's right.
Here at the helm.
Those were two good interviews we did last week, though.
Oh, boy. They were not only good, they were extremely enlightening.
Yeah.
John, in part one of last week, John cleared everything up. Just about everything. Everything that he could clear up.
Yeah.
And then part two was Pete talking about...
all sorts of suspension stuff.
Yeah.
The XA coilover thing.
Extreme, yeah.
That you're getting there.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Should we address the Department of Corrections first?
Well, I think it's going to be mentioned later on, but yeah, for anybody that happened to tune in a little early for last week's part two.
0.5 show.
0.5, that's right. During the interview with Pete, there was a point of outtakes that should have been deleted. We're usually very good about that, but there was something that was left in that humorously should not have been.
Yeah.
So apologies to anybody who might have heard that and said, hey, that's not part of Chris and Jason's normal programming.
It's not.
Yeah. So sorry about that if you heard it. And if you didn't, don't sweat it.
Yeah. we'll sell that episode for $5, so, if you want to hear it.
Yeah.
Director's cut.
We have a few outtakes here and there during the episodes that we make sure that we edit. And
normally we do usually a run through, mm-hmm. like right through, and we don't have any outtakes.
Once in a while,
the cough or the sneeze or the, whatever. But yeah.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
So,
what are we going to talk about this week?
Well, a whole smattering of things.
We have to catch up with our voicemails.
That's pretty
too.
Much what we're doing is we're catching up. A couple of minor things that happened over the past week. We put off our voicemails because we had the interviews last week, so we're going to definitely catch up with those this week.
Yep.
My car got built.
Yay!
Yeah.
Finally!
Yeah, I got an email from Settlemyer that said, it's a boy. I'm like, uh-oh. And I opened it up, and sure enough, there it was, built on May 12th.
Nice.
My anniversary.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That worked out.
Yeah. Nine-year wedding anniversary with the wife there. Don't ask me how the hell she put up with me for that many years, but hey, she did. And she lets me buy a new Camaro. What a woman.
So now I have company in Oshawa. My car has company.
In Oshawa. Yeah, they're probably sitting on opposite sides of the holding lot, but hey, it can't be much longer. I mean, it'll get to the point where people are going to start rioting.
Yeah. I'm almost to that point.
They're going to hijack a dump truck and crash through the gates and just be looking at VINs. Where's my car? This one's mine. I'm claiming
it.
Like
we were discussing earlier, I'm going away to Las Vegas this week for a convention for work. I'm going to be gone and my car's going to come in.
Oh, yeah.
Just watch.
Oh, yeah. I know. You're going to call me and say, Jay, go pick up my car.
Go take pictures of it and send it to me.
Yeah, because that's just what you need.
Yeah, I know.
Start playing the slots and see if you can make the car payments on it.
No kidding.
Jeez. So what else has been going on lately?
There's a few things that have been in
Tom Henry.
Forums. Yeah.
Tom Henry got a hold of me and he sent me some pictures. He's doing part of the complaints about the factory or dealer offered stripes are that they don't quite match the concept.
Okay.
And I've seen that complaint a lot on the message board. Tom Henry is making some that are more concept specific, and actually kind of threw those at me hoping to get some feedback, and there's been some great feedback in it. It's in the 2010 Camaro News Sightings, Pictures, and Multimedia Forum. Just look for the thread with the words Tom Henry stripes in it.
Yeah, it looks good.
It does
it
look
good.
I'm still debating on whether or not I'm going to get them.
Get them. Get them.
Yeah, but then everybody's going to say, that you and I are opposites. How cute.
So? Who cares what they think?
Well, then why should I get them?
Exactly. Do what you want to do. Don't listen to what anybody else thinks.
But wait a minute, you're the one that's telling me to get them.
I'm just trying to point you in the direction of.
But what do I care what
stripes.
You think?
Well, you were going to get them originally, so
I changed my mind.
Exactly.
So maybe
you
can
change it again.
I could.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't. Maybe I will. Maybe people should call in and tell me because I don't care what they think. Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, check it out. Give your feedback if you haven't already.
I'll post a link to it in the show notes.
I saw that SLP has released some videos already of their exhaust systems on cars.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. I think Chris L. posted those for us.
Nice.
Anything new on the Magnaflow front?
No. No, I was just on their site, and their information is still there on the cars for the exhaust for the V6 cars and the V8 cars, but it doesn't look like it's available yet. Mm-hmm. The part number is like not available, and there's no pricing.
Well, Magnaflow is a sponsor of this podcast, and we really appreciate the support. So if you want to follow along like we do, perhaps you'll catch it before the update on the website before you know we do. And please call in if it does change.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Just keep an eye on Magnaflow.com and look for 2010 Camaro. And if it changes, give us a call. You might catch it before we do.
Yeah. Hey, I saw another Disciple got their car this week, too.
I did see that.
Yeah. Selena.
Sunset Hawk Selena.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool librarian chick.
Yeah, she's a cool chick. Well, all the Disciples are cool folk.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so another Disciple got it. I think I'm next.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Oh, you never know.
Well, no. I heard that Tim DeYoung from our partner site, fifthgen.org, his is on his way from Oshawa or from Pontiac.
From Pontiac.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so he could be getting his today.
Oh, man. That's awesome. I can't wait to see his car. Good luck on that, Tim. We know you listen.
Yep.
So, dealers.
Dealers.
That's kind of been a hot topic the
past
week.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dealers. Wow.
Yeah,
we're going to probably touch on this in every podcast episode. Yeah, you can refuse the Camaro markups. You don't have to buy it. And the reason why the dealers are charging markups is because people are paying for it.
Don't do it. It wrecks it for everybody else.
I know. And some of these horror stories that are coming out are just... Oh, man.
It's just
incredible.
I just can't believe some of the... You know,
I was reading one where it said something like the guy ordered a car and it came in. And what they wouldn't...
They said they didn't have it or something like that. Or so the order got screwed up.
Yeah.
It turns out they sold it to the owner of the dealership's son.
Son? So he could take it to prom?
Yeah, so you take it to prom.
Or something like that? Oh, wow.
You
want to
talk
stories.
About livid.
Yeah.
I tell you what, that's one of those things where you don't care what the cost is. That's the principle, and you're going to fight that one tooth and nail.
Wow.
There's a post yesterday, well, Friday...
Yeah.
I should say, from Iceman SS454 in the dealer section, talking about a Florida Panhandle dealer. And I'm not going to go ahead and repeat the name, but this is an example of what folks should look out for. He stopped, it's in the Pensacola area, how about that? They had three V6 autos on the lot, two with RS packages, and he says they're marking all of them up by $4,000. On top of this, they say they will order a car with a $1,000 deposit, but won't even talk about pricing. The line was... We will sell the car for whatever the market is demanding at the time. He goes on to say that, so when your car arrives, you are the first person to get a shot at it, but you will only get the car if you agree to the price.
Unbelievable.
That's the word Asinine. Ransom yeah. wants to stick in my head. I know it's not quite fitting, but that's just horrible business.
Yeah. I wish there was a way you could order a car directly from GM without having to go to a dealership.
You know, I've seen people say that should be the way it should be, and I've actually seen news articles hinting that it could be a way of the future, but I don't know if that'll ever happen due to legal and contractual agreements.
Yeah.
You know, of course, then again, you know,
but
things can change.
Yeah. It's a kind of a strange way of doing business. You know, GM has these franchisees, right, which are the dealerships, which are their customers, right?
Right.
And then they have us, which are also their customers.
Right.
But they cannot dictate what they can sell the car for or a guideline of how they can screw over these people because it's against the law.
Mm-hmm.
So why not cut out the middleman and sell it directly? That way they can sell the car for, you know, MSRP or whatever they set the price for.
Sometimes you go into a McDonald's. And I know this sounds like a tangent, but it's not. I was told that the nicer McDonald's, sometimes you walk into a McDonald's and you're like, wow, this is a nice place. That's the corporate-owned McDonald's.
Oh, really? But
then you go into the everyday one, and you're like, yeah, okay, it's a McDonald's. Give me a double cheeseburger, French fries, you know. That's just the standard franchisee one. Or just like, you know, you just bought that iMac that we record the podcast on. You know, you can go into an Apple store and buy pretty much direct from Apple. That's what that is. But you can also go to Best Buy.
And buy one.
And you can buy one as well. And, you know, a lot of things work like that. It'd be interesting to see the car industry, the automobile industry, work the same way, because it would probably keep the dealers more on an even keel when they know that they got to compete with the company that will, in a, all for all intents and purposes,
right,
play fair.
Right, exactly. Hmm. Maybe even undercut
the
manufacturer.
That's
to
true.
Get a better price and
that's
more
true.
Business.
You can buy a Dell from a mom and pop computer shop brand new at probably a pretty good price if you do your the phone calls.
Interesting.
Granted, there's a huge gap between automobiles and computers or cheeseburgers, but the principle and the theory
that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Hmm.
Something to ponder.
Hmm.
What do you guys think about it?
Yeah, you know what? We always invite people to call in and give us our thoughts on just about anything. And this is one of those things.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you haven't figured it out by now, here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay. Well, since we didn't do a regular show last week.
Yeah.
We are kind of stockpiled here with voicemails. We want to get through here.
Yeah, but just real quick before we get into that, I mentioned this in the last podcast, but I want to emphasize it. We got a new sponsor at the CamaroCollection.com. Yes. Actually, CamaroCollection.com. It is the Camaro Collection. A lot of cool stuff in there. Check it out. In the future, we're going to have discount codes, and we're going to be giving away stuff from their collection.
For voicemails or whatever other contests we're doing.
Right. We're probably going to do a contest this summer, too. Well, we're going to give away some cool stuff. Speaking of giving away, we've been doing this all year so far. We're going to do it throughout the year. Every week, we're going to give away a prize or two, depending on how comfy we feel about it, to our voicemail call-in listeners. So somebody in the next series of voicemails is going to win something, and we'll announce that at the end of the voicemails. So I guess without further ado, Chris, you want to kick them off?
You betcha.
All right.
Hey, guys. This is Sweet Z from the message board. I was listening to the podcast and heard you talking about the Cypress Classics boxes, and went over to the website, and I like those. I heard you say that if there was a certain number of people that were in, it seems like it was a dozen or something, that you guys might do a Camaro Z28.com box, and I think they look pretty cool, and seemed like there was going to be maybe a discount or something for the members, but looked like a good box, and you can count me in. Love the podcast. Appreciate it. Take care.
That was a good sounding voicemail too.
Yeah, I wonder if he didn't
call from a landline.
Yeah, I think it's so.
Yeah, we talked about this before, and I think we're going to do this.
Yeah, Cypress Classics is a company that Scott Settlemyer actually mentioned to us, and we got some of their products, and they're really nice collector's boxes.
Oh,
like,
yeah, definitely.
You know, what are they, mahogany and oak or something like that? It's just
very sturdy
top quality boxes to put your keys or cigars or cell phones or change in for all, you know. But we just think very, very, very highly of them. We reviewed them a couple, three, four podcasts ago. The website is CypressClassicsAuto.com. And, you know, Camaro logos and junk all over that. But, you know, listen to the review or check the website. But what he's talking about here, and thanks for that voicemail, is a custom version, like a very, very small run with the Camaro Z28.com logo on it. And we're going to do this. So we've got Sweet Z. He's in for one.
That leaves
a minimum of five left already.
Right.
So pricing is to be announced, but it'll be fair. You know, it'll be in line with what's out there already.
Yeah. We'll start a thread on the message board, too.
Yeah.
Let everyone know we're going to be doing this.
Yeah.
Get in there and let us know you're interested.
It'll be cool.
Okay, let's move on to a smattering of more voicemails here.
Sweet.
Hey, guys, Bear. I just seen two Camaros on a trailer. Holy crap. Awesome.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. Sweet. Oh, no. Don't tell me there's more.
Hey, red 2010 Camaros. Giggity. I almost caused an accident. Oh, good. I can't wait till Thursday. They invited me to the unveiling, and yeah, I can't wait. This is incredible. Later, guys.
Did he say giggity?
Giggity.
Glenn Quagmire is in the house right now.
That's funny.
Hey, Bear, thanks a lot for that phone call.
I like to hear people's reactions when they first see Camaros on the road.
It's very, very cool to hear that. You can just tell the excitement in his voice, and that's pretty common. So, excellent. Thanks for calling in, buddy, as usual.
Yep.
Hey, guys. It's me, Camaro Man 1022. And I was just calling. I love the podcast. And I was just calling to see, have they, on the 2020 Camaro, have they, like, put out any crash test ratings or whatever? And also, it says, like, Camaros are being distributed through, like, all over the country or whatever to all the Chevy dealerships. Are they available for test drives? Thanks, guys. Love the podcast. Keep making it.
Thanks for that voicemail, man. I haven't seen the crash test ratings released yet. I know when I first called my insurance company to ask them to give me quotes on a 2010 Camaro, they couldn't even find anything about the 2010 Camaro yet either. So they said they would have to go on the MSRP price of the car for the insurance. So I don't know if those are actually released yet, but they got to be 5 stars. It's got to be.
I would be extremely surprised. You know, I think they're out there, but I don't know how accurate
they are. I would be shocked if it wasn't 5 stars.
In the Camaro development, and the development of this car, which is outlined in this really cool book called Camaro, A Legend Reborn, by Larry Edsel, and we'll get to that in a future podcast, but there was so much emphasis on safety. It was above and beyond anything that they've ever done on a Camaro before, because they want people to be able to afford it. A dangerous car leads to higher insurance rates, leads to them just saying, I can't even afford this car to buy it to begin with. So safety, for obvious reasons, and that was a huge, huge factor. So yeah, 5 star, I gotta say it's gonna be. If not, it's gonna be just off the edge. The 4th gen Camaros were 4 stars.
I thought they were 5 stars.
I believe they were. I saw a reference for 4, but I could be wrong. You know what? If anybody gets this information, call it in and correct me if I'm wrong. And as far as dealerships allowing test drives.
Yeah, he wanted to know if these cars are in dealers and if you can go in and test drive them. There are cars in dealerships all across the country. I don't know if you can test drive them, though.
There's not a whole
lot of them that are just sitting in a dealership. You know, they're mostly sold cars.
Either that or they're sitting there and they're not letting people do anything. Or they're selling them to the owner's son for prom.
Yeah.
Or they're marking them up to a ridiculous amount. But I digest.
Yeah. So.
Give it time.
Go check out your local dealer and ask them.
And if they don't let you now, it's just because they only don't have very many and, you know, they want to keep
by the middle of the summer for sure. These dealers will be loaded.
Yep. It sure will. Good voicemail. Thank you, sir.
Let's move on to the next one.
Okay.
Hey guys, this is Andy, Quasar Blue Trans Am from Forms. Just calling in to let you guys know I went to the Camaro unveiling at my local dealership tonight. They had that 1SS on loan. This is the first time I've actually gotten to get up next to the car real close and sit in it. And wow, all I can say is wow. But the reactions on people's faces is really what amazed me. People there that weren't even car people and just really stirring up a lot of emotion. And it's just pretty neat to see. So. Just calling to share my experience. Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Thanks for that voicemail. Yeah, we touched on this a little bit last week, the excitement and the enthusiasm that the Camaro is bringing to the dealerships. John was touching on that. He was saying that, you know, in the midst of talks about bankruptcy and the economy and stuff like that, Camaro is really, really bringing excitement to the automobile industry.
I almost want to say it's the glue that's very loosely holding things together right now as far as people's attitudes towards General Motors and Chevrolet and generally.
I definitely have to agree with you there.
Good voicemail. That was Quasar Blue Trans Am, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the call-in, buddy.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
Hey, guys. I've been listening for, I guess, a couple of weeks, but went back and grabbed some old podcasts, and I've enjoyed them. My name on the board is Raleigh T.A. I'm a Trans Am guy instead of a Camaro guy. I've also got a V6er Camaro. Anyway, like I said, I've been working on my car, hit a deer about a month ago, and I've been spending a lot of time working stuff out with that, and I just had the MP3 player in while I'm working away and enjoying hearing you guys and getting to know you a little bit better. wanted to also put the word out for everybody out there listening that the F-Body Gathering G13 down in Atlanta, Georgia is coming up on Memorial Day weekend, May 22nd, 3rd, and 4th. And, of course, the F-Body Father will be down there. I always spend a lot of time with Scott. And just looking forward to seeing as many as we can out there and as many pipkins as we can get. And thanks again for doing the podcast.
Well, thanks for that call. You know what? You know, we used to go to the F-Body Gathering in Atlanta every year. We went for like 3 or 4 years, didn't we?
Yeah.
Flew down to Atlanta.
Yep.
Got a rental car. Or that one time, remember, we got to drive around those GMMG cars.
Oh, we drove the very first GMMG ZL1.
Yeah.
Before it was painted blue.
And the 302 Camaro.
That thing was a handful.
Yeah.
Then that night on the way back, and that was one of the coolest nights, Settlemyer gave us a 35th anniversary convertible.
Oh, yeah.
To drive back from GMMG. And it was, you know, in the middle of the summer in Atlanta, Georgia.
Top down, beautiful night.
You know, it was just one of those cool things, you know, like, you know, two dudes in a convertible on a nice starry night in Atlanta. It was just cool because that was the first time I rode in a convertible.
Me
with
too.
A top down.
Yeah.
And Chris and I, you remember this, I was behind the wheel, I'm looking at you, I'm like, you can hear me when I talk.
I know.
Just normally. And there's no wind noise.
Yeah, because we were like, with our T-tops off, it's like unbearable.
Yeah, or at least it's noticeable.
Yeah.
This was almost like with the windows down.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Not even. And
it was,
we talked to
nice.
Scott, and he said that there was a lot of engineering and a lot of R&D that went into the fourth-gen convertible design to make sure that it was that way. And it was just something I'll never forget. It was just a big surprise. The F-Body Gathering events are always great.
Always great. Yeah, they have they host it at a Marriott hotel that's like kind of like tiered.
Yeah.
So you have like one tier of cars here, one tier of cars here, and it's a great time. I highly recommend it. If you're in the Atlanta area, Florida, any of those, you can drive over to this place and just check it out. It's a great time, great people. I wish we could go this year.
Yeah, you know, work and family and school kind of gets in the way
so
these
hectic.
Days, you know, trying to stay on top of things. I do want to throw something out there. If
What's
anybody
that?
Wants to be a CamaroZ28.com sort of ambassador to this event, please email me directly, jason@CamaroZ28.com. I'll UPS a case of CamaroZ28.com diecast cars down, no charge for you to give out.
Oh.
Just give them out on behalf of us because we can't be there. Maybe some keychains and some member cards and things like that. So just you know, be honest about it,
yeah.
and let me know, and I'll be happy to supply that. I got a few cases that I put aside of the CamaroZ28.com diecast car series 3 just for this situation, just
yeah.
because we can't make it.
Let Andy know that we said hi and that we can't, you know, wish we could be there again, but we just can't.
Andy runs a great event, so
yeah.
And whoever goes, report afterwards on how well it went too.
Yes, yes.
So thanks for that voicemail, Raleigh TA, right?
Yes.
All right.
We have one more.
Okay.
Guys, it's Mudbone. Just got through listening to the Pete Show, and my question was answered. Great podcast. Pete is a great, great explainer of technical information. I mean, he really is amazing, and I'm not just trying to blow smoke up his skirt. He can really get down to the details and yet present it in a way that I think it's easily understandable, and it's just wonderful, and I really do appreciate all the answers that he provided. They really were helpful. Dude, you know, you dropped the F-bomb in the podcast. You didn't edit out that thing. It was a big crack up here, but man, I don't know whether you guys are going to get it or not. It was quite a shock. Anyway, dudes, no wonder you're high on the iTunes list, because the show is always good, and that was definitely another great one. Take care, guys. Keep on doing what you do.
Okay, go ahead. Say it.
Mudbone. And yeah, I know. I dropped the F-bomb. Help me, I'm stupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Luckily, only about 287 people heard that before we figured it out and edited it. We touched on this at the beginning of the show.
We
apologize. I know it was kind of funny, but it wasn't meant to be. Trust us. It wasn't meant to be.
No, it's not part of our programming.
No.
And you know, we don't want anybody to think it is. And
he was also saying he likes the Pete Show. That Pete is a great explainer.
The Pete Show?
The Pete Show. I thought first he said the Peep Show.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. Yeah, but he said Pete was a good explainer of technology for the suspension. So, yeah, we like having Pete on.
Yeah.
And he likes to talk.
And so do I.
Yeah.
What a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
Pete's a regular contributor to the message board, too. If you only listen to the podcast, by all means, register and find Pete and learn from them. He's like the master. I can't wait to get my car's being built. My suspension system's coming in. I'm getting excited, man. Can't wait.
Yeah. Okay, well, that ends it for all the voicemails this
week.
God, there were 7 of them.
I thought my mom was going to call in and start yelling about the outtake that we should have removed. I've raised you better than that.
Yeah.
You son of a... Okay.
Okay, now's the time in the show where we got to give something away.
And oh,
we have
yeah.
a lot to choose from here. A few of these people I know have won before in the past,
yeah.
so that it does kind of narrow it down. So, who do you think?
I got to tell you. Raleigh TA sparked that cool memory back in, what, 2002?
Yes.
Oh, God, has it been that long?
Yeah, it's been that long.
You know, and not to mention, you know, we get to, gave us a great excuse to talk about the gathering, which is just a can't-miss event unless you're us.
Right.
So, Raleigh TA, you're our winner for this week.
Woo!
Yeah, just send us an email to webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Including your shipping address. And just in case we want to throw you a shirt that we may have in the CamaroZ28.com prize vault,
yes.
Include your shirt size as well. And we'll get it out to you.
Rockin'.
Thank you so much for everybody for the voicemails, for calling in. We'd love to hear from you, and that's kind of you know what really fuels us and gives us something to talk about.
Oh, I know.
So we gave the number out earlier. By all means, dial it. It's open 24 hours and...
7 days a week.
7 days a week. Leave us a message on our hotline.
Yes.
Well, now that my car is on the
built.
Way here, I suppose I should start updating the blog that I started for my car project.
Yeah.
It's kind of, we're pretty much 6 months away from SEMA 2009, and that's where it's going to wind up at the end of this year. So I've got my work cut out for me.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I built a blog at phantomss.com. That's probably one of the better places other than my signature because I leave updates there too
yeah.
on the board. But where I'm going to be talking about a lot of things, including development of the car and the companies I'm working with and the parts I'm putting on it and all sorts of cool stuff. So definitely check it out and add your email address to subscribe for updates.
Yep. Okay. Well.
I hope your car gets here soon, man.
Tell me about it. And it's probably going to be here this week while I'm in Vegas. I'm telling you that right now.
I'll tell you what. I'll drive over there and I'll put the smooth lock on for you.
Oh, there you go.
How's that? Because those are available in shipping too. Plug. I'll leave that for another show. But anything else on your end?
No, that's it. This podcast is going to be released one day early this week just because I got to head out west and I don't want to forget to release it Monday morning.
No problem. Well, yeah. I guess until next week, keep the voicemails coming, gang, and we'll see you.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline. 586-486-3182 or send your comments by email webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.